Well, I really want to pick up the pace of our operational modernization efforts. These efforts are designed to ensure that our analysts have the systems and tools they need to support the methodology updates required to measure our rapidly changing economy. We've had some dramatic successes in this area over the last year and a half, and that has given us the foundation to expand our efforts in this area. It's very important if we can make our systems very efficient, we allow more time to the analysts to analyze the data. In other words, they're not just involved in the production. They can step back a little bit and do some more analytics on the data. Secondly, we're going to be doing a major upgrade to our storage infrastructure by adding capacity and updating technology. And thirdly, we have to continue and maintain and strengthen our IT security posture through our continuous monitoring program.
You outlined three pretty big priorities. One of them is the operational modernization efforts. Talk a little about what you're trying to do there. Specifically, you said you want to give analysts more time to analyze and then not so much worry about getting the data all together.
In this effort, we're really looking at what I would call a data-centric approach. Architecture and data area includes system-level data architecture standards, common databases, standard data exchange mechanisms. A few examples. We are looking at consolidating the account data into individual databases that span the accounts. These databases are what I call flexible and metadata-driven. They use XML for data exchanges. We're looking at implementing standard approaches to common technical functions, such as we're always doing aggregation across multiple dimensions. And we also, another key component of our efforts is making sure that all the processing code resides right in the database. So we minimize transfers of large bulks of data across the network. All these components are central to our modernization efforts.
This is already underway because you said over the last 18 months you've had some dramatic successes.
Yes, we have. We started out with one of our most important systems, which is the system that produces GDP. GDP is released on a quarterly basis. There's an annual revision of the GDP numbers. And every 5 years, there's a massive benchmark of the GDP, which takes, I think, annual data goes back to 1929 and quarterly data to 1947. So it's across thousands and thousands of time series. Previously, it took almost a 24-hour day to run this process. We have, in our modernization efforts, by adopting this data-centric approach, bringing in appropriate experts in this field, reduce that processing time to about 40 minutes, which opens up a tremendous amount of opportunities for our analysts. That turnaround time is critical.
Reducing that by that much, I mean, that's like several 100% reduction from 24 hours.
It's amazing. What we were able to accomplish in that area. Again, we want to take that same architecture that was critical for that success and move it to other areas.
How did you reduce it? I mean, obviously there's data-driven architecture, you said, but was it just looking at the processes and designing technology around the processes?
A little of both. The modernization effort has two components. Key to this is building partnerships with program area management, so we can look at the processes across the board. What efficiencies are available in the process itself, and how can I best deploy technology to do that process?
What else is coming up around this modernization effort? Do you have other projects that you want to get done in the near future or even long term?
We are looking to expand the same model that we did in the national area to both the regional area, the international area, and the industry area. We believe we can have the same benefits that we found in the national area in these other areas. Secondly, we need to expand what we've done with the benchmark to the other estimates in the national area, which is the monthly GDP estimate and the annual revision of the GDP numbers.
Well, that sounds like you got a lot going on there. The other priority you mentioned was a major upgrade to your storage infrastructure. Now, I know we'll talk about your data a little bit later in the program, but what are you trying to do about your storage infrastructure? Is it multiple data centers that you're consolidating? Talk about your plan.
We have one network for the whole building, very centralized. All servers are centrally located in a secure room. We have a about 6 years ago, we went to a storage area network. We knew one of our processes this year is to update that network that to support our enhanced database servers. This is a fairly major operation because it, you know, we're installing a whole new storage network and the migration of the data. All that has to be carefully planned. Remember, we can afford no interruption of service. This is 7x24. You know, GDP has to come out at this 8:30 on this date. No ifs, ands, or buts. Same thing with the other estimates. They're all scheduled well in advance. So this is an issue, you know. You continually doing these upgrades in the midst of a heavy production schedule.